There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this headline is a little frightening. It says almost 1 in 10 Americans have anger issues and access to guns. You see where this is going to go. They say almost 1 in 10 Americans have a history of impulsive and angry behavior and ready access to guns. According to new research, the serious mental health issues that would legally prevent someone from purchasing a gun, such as involuntary commitment to a psychiatric ward for schizophrenia or bipolar, only account for about 4% of U.S. gun violence, according to study author Jeffrey Swanson. There is a potentially much larger group of individuals in our society who struggle with pathological, impulsive, and destructive anger and would not normally turn up as serious mental illness on a background check. Now, this is something we've talked about for a long time. This is Dr. Swanson, a professor in psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the Duke University School of Medicine in Durham, North Carolina. Duke, well, I'm sure a lot of people got pretty violent with the whole Duke thing because people wanted Duke to lose, and when Duke didn't, you know, I'm sure that, you know, we probably, so I'm not surprised that Duke gets to see a lot of that. You know, we rebels back in the 90s weren't too happy with Duke back then, so I'm sure they see a lot of anger towards them, but that's a whole different subject. All right, so they say these people, mostly young or middle-aged men, break and smash things and get into fights when they get angry. The study of more than 5,600 adults found that 8.9% of them were admittedly short-fused people who had guns at home, which I would say is something of a wake-up call, according to Dr. Swanson, and 1.5 of them also carried their guns outside the home. Private citizens in the United States own upwards of 100 or 310 million firearms. All right, more than 306,000 people, he says, have died in a domestic setting as a result of a gunshot, whether homicide, suicide, or accident over the last 10 years. The idea that the solution is simply to fix our mental health care system to better identify serious mental illness is a little bit of a red herring. Okay, here's the thing. I'll finish with what he writes, but, okay. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's our constitutional right to have a gun to protect ourselves. I don't want my guns taken away because our country doesn't know how to deal with the mental health situation. As far as I'm concerned, that makes the argument all more necessary for us to be able to protect ourselves. Okay? Nobody ever brings up the heroes that pulled guns on shooters and got them to stop. What was it, an Oregon Mall shooting? Where somebody who, I think it was ex-military, he was a concealed carry, he was the one that stopped that mall shooting from becoming worse. I forget if it was in Oregon or Nebraska, I have to look that up. But I mean, you hear these cases of people stopping others. Unfortunately, many of them do get killed, but, in fact, that happened in Vegas. Somebody was going to be run into a Walmart shooting people. He pulled a gun on them to stop him. Unfortunately, he got shot by the accomplice, a second one, but it possibly prevented people from getting shot up at Walmart. And rest his soul, and what a hero for what he did. So, you know, the gun violence and the gun issues is going to be a very, very heated debate for a long time coming. I just don't want the government to go back on what our Constitution promises us and protects us from. They say reviewing a prospective gun buyer's history of misdemeanor convictions, including violent behavior and impaired driving, might more effectively prevent gun violence than screening for mental health treatment. You know, here's my thing. I've seen people with impulsive anger issues use things other than guns, okay? When they want to be violent, I've seen them use their car. I've seen them use a pencil. I've seen them use a knife. Where was it? Where somebody was swinging a sword? So, we need to identify people with impulsive anger issues. And again, it's the same subject I keep bringing up on the show all the time, where we need to come up with a stress test, a psychiatric stress test. They said, layman's term, impulsive anger is concerning, and that's characterized by repeated episodes of aggressive or violent behavior. These episodes can flare up quite suddenly, leading to violent situations that were not premeditated. All right, so this is published in the Journal of Behavioral Sciences and the Law. What about the idea of 1 in 10? 10%. All right, and they said many of these people never been, you know, psychiatrically hospitalized. Many of them never evaluated. Of course not. I can't tell you how many people have anger issues. They blow up. They just, you know, start throwing things. I mean, you know, people throw things a lot. I mean, does that mean we deny them a gun? Now, do I want people with psychiatric illness to be having a gun? Oh, hell no. Then maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to have a better sort of mental health or psychiatric screening. The problem is some of the most shrewd, the shrewdest killers know how to get around that, like James Holmes or Jared Loughner, etc. So I don't know what the answer is, but I understand that something like this can frighten a lot of people. 1 in 10 Americans have impulsive or angry behavior with access to guns. I get that. That's frightening. I'm with you on that. But we could take this in the completely wrong direction. How many killings have we had in quote-unquote gun-free zones? Okay? Somebody with an anger issue is going to get a weapon, whether it's a gun that's an illegal gun, whether it's a knife, whether he decides to run his car into a group of people, whether it's abducting somebody, whether it's rape, okay? And, you know, there was a bill that was discussed where on campus people can carry a gun to protect themselves from rape. All right, now I know people freaked out that there could be other people walking around with a gun on campus, but I understand that. You know, it's like who gets priority? Somebody wanting to protect themselves or somebody that could, you know, be violent. It's going to be very, 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 very difficult to pan this one out. But what we do need to do is work a lot harder on how to deal with people with this impulsive anger, violent streaks. Because this is where most of the violence stems from. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, you can write us at drdahlia.com, and we could read your questions on air. Neil writes, I have heard that a lot of mass shootings have links to violent video games. You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because a couple days ago there was a study that was saying these video games are not making kids violent. Here's the thing. I don't know what all the types of video games are. To me, I would kind of agree with you, Neil, that if you're sitting there shooting and shooting and it starts to get ingrained in your brain, and you don't really think about the moral, implications while you're playing, and you're just having fun, and it just looks like it's so simple and so, you know, done. I could see why that could affect behavior, but the study, I think it was, it's out of CBS, let me find it here. They found that children may be a little bit more hyperactive, may get into fights, But British researchers found that violent video games had no effect on behavior. I don't really see how that's possible. I don't think you playing video games will turn you into a mass murderer, okay? I don't think that's the case. But I think you do have behavior changes. You know, one thing I notice with my kids is when I try to interrupt them from a game to tell them dinner time or something, they're like, what? Oh, my gosh. If I said that to my mom or dad growing up, I would have lost every single teeth except one tooth. They would have left me just one tooth, all right, so that I would, you know, not do it again. Okay, because otherwise I'd lose all my teeth. So, you know, and I notice and I'm like, stop it, put the game down now, and I'm pulling the plug. And I will notice that they're grumpier and they yell more. So as far as I'm concerned, I see behavior changes. If I try to interrupt them from a TV show or a YouTube video, no. I don't get the same reaction. Now, why is that? Well, on a YouTube video, they're watching something funny, or in a movie, they're watching something funny, or they could pause it, etc. Maybe mentally they think they have an out, so it's not a big deal. But when it's a video game, and they're in the middle of something, and they're in the zone, and here comes mom telling them to brush their teeth or to take a shower or to get their school clothes ready for the next day, I see the fury come out of their eyes, you know? And I understand. When you're in the middle of something and you're in the zone, I get that, and you don't want to be bothered. I used to do the same thing with my husband. Years ago, there was this game called Zelda. And one of my friends started playing it, and I just wanted to compete with him. And so I played it on my set, and I got to the final level. And I just remember my husband asked me something, and I snapped at him because I was, you know, on some sort of a Zelda quest. It's stupid because it was just Zelda, but the fact that I would yell at my husband just because I was playing a video game means I think that your behavior can be altered with it. Now, again, I don't think video games will make you mass shooters and mass murderers, but I think that's a problem, okay? And the other thing, too, is what are kids doing or adults doing when they're playing video games? Are they working with other people? Are they interacting with other people? A big problem we notice is your more antisocial types, they don't handle other people as well as those of us that are always in the social setting. You know, with me waiting tables, I dealt with so many different people that when there is a blank, all right, you guys know the word I'm looking for, and somebody goes, gosh, you know, you don't want to talk to him because he's a blank. And I'm like, I'm used to dealing with those. That's nothing. That it's no big deal. But to somebody who doesn't deal with those types of people all the time, They start getting their, you know, panties all up in a bunch. So, you know, this desensitization thing, I think we also need to study, you know, kids that, I don't want to say homeschooled, because homeschools, they're really, really good. A lot of homeschool parents are good about getting the kids with other kids and bringing kids together and still taking kids to sports, etc. But I would really like to see what sort of anger issues people have compared to, as kids, et cetera, compared to the ones that are in school all the time. I don't know. You know, I mean, in the older days, the guys would hang out, they'd go bowling, they'd go have a beer, they'd play poker, et cetera. Now, a lot of men sit home with their wives. Does my husband go and play poker with the guys? No, he doesn't. You know, after he deals with the kids and all that, he comes home and he spends time with me. Well, that would make anybody want to just go off the deep end. I'm joking. Okay, you see what I mean? So, I think we need to desensitize. I don't know how to do that, but it's an interesting question. Thank you, Neil. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one thing that could be making people a little bit off, you guys remember that a couple years ago, the FDA was looking at these supplements, these weight loss supplements, and said, okay, hold the phone here. If there's any amphetamine-like substances, nah. Okay, they're not supposed to be in there. Well, a new study suggests that there are weight loss supplements on the market that still contain dangerous chemicals. The study analyzed 21 different supplements that had been labeled as containing a special ingredient called Acacia rigidula, which is a type of shrub that grows in Texas. 11 of these supplements contained beta methyl phenylethylamine, or BMPEA, which is an isomer of amphetamine, which can stimulate speed. Now, this MBPEA hasn't been studied that much. Now, the U.S. FDA has reported some similar findings a few years back, which were published in the Journal of Pharmaceutical and Biomedical Analysis. For those of you that really want a good read, I suggest the Journal of Pharmaceutical and Biomedical Analysis. Really good and fun. And not a lot of pictures, though. The FDA representative has spoken about the agency's reviewing the weight loss supplements that contain this BMPEA, saying that it did not identify as a real safety concern at that specific time. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, there's weight loss supplements that want to, you know, get your dollars. And these weight loss supplements want to make you think that you take that medication and you're going to lose weight. Okay, well, placebo only does so much. So if they have this substance that helps you, you know, the way amphetamine does with weight loss, then, you know, you'll be more prone to buying it because it'll work. The only thing is how safe is that? You know, if you're on Coumadin, or it would, and by the way, you shouldn't be taking these medicines if you're on Coumadin anyway. But if you're on a medication, or you have high blood pressure, you can't be taking stuff like this. What if you have diabetic retinopathy? And we're supposed to make sure your blood pressure is low and you're not getting any spikes. You're not allowed to take any form of speed. So, I guess Roy Garona, a scientist at the University of California and one of the authors of the study, said the FDA should have informed the consumers about the fact that some of the weight loss supplements contain this BMPEA, which is similar to amphetamine. Again, not a lot of studies looking at in blood pressure, cardiovascular conditions, sleep suppression, loss of appetite, the addictiveness, etc. You know what? I don't mind these consumer watch groups. I like the fact that somebody is looking at this. You know, on the other hand, I just kind of want to say, duh. You know, these are weight loss supplements. You got something over the counter saying they're weight loss supplements. There's nothing over the counter that you could take. Trust me, otherwise I would be taking it 50 times over. There's nothing over the counter that you could take that will lower your weight. Okay? Maybe decrease your appetite. You want to decrease your appetite, eat some fish. Okay, I mean, maybe they should have a can of tuna fish out there, say weight loss supplement, something like that. But you buy yourself a tablet that has all sorts of little speckles in there, et cetera, and it's a pretty color, and you want that to lower your appetite, expect there to be something in there that will act as an appetite suppressant. And most of the time, they're going to be amphetamine-like. So when you have something that, you know, I understand ephedra's off the market. I understand that there's certain products that they can't sell anymore because of, you know, the amount that was in there of substances that we did know. But, you know, you're going to get something for weight loss. Be careful. All right. Just use some common sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see what I know we're coming up on break. There's a girl in Utah, 17 years old, who has an allergy to water. All right. She woke up with burning skin one day, broke out into hives after going swimming. And this is something that I've been watching with my son when my son was on the swim team. It's called aquagenic urticaria, where you get an allergic reaction to rain, snow, sweat, tears, when it touches the skin. Now, my son isn't that bad, but we don't have him on the swim team anymore because some people are allergic to swimming pools. Apparently, she does take a couple brief showers per week. She has the situation so far in control, but I want to talk to you a little bit more about this. This is kind of interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAOI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. April 25th in Nevada is Nevada Blood Donation Day. We're trying to raise awareness and get people to donate blood to help replenish our much-needed supply. Many of you other states out there, same thing. You know, I'm hearing from listeners that they're getting calls from some of the blood bank services asking, you know, can you do a blood drive? And, you know, how do you do a blood drive? They're asking me. We need blood. The whole country needs blood. Okay, the winter was really, really bad in parts of the country, so a lot of people that regularly donate weren't donating. And we're also finding that less and less people are volunteering to donate, okay? You know, one of you had said that you had donated once and they, quote-unquote, wouldn't leave you alone. Okay, cut them some slack, all right? You know, there's a little bit of desperation with this, And so, you know, there, you know, if you are able to donate blood, it's only you guys that are donating blood on a regular basis that's keeping our blood banks alive. So, you know, I don't want us to be in crisis mode. So the more you can donate blood when you can, the better. And I know I have a lot of listeners who are homosexual men that tell me, you know, this is ridiculous. I want to donate blood and they won't let me. I agree with you. I think it is ridiculous. I think gay men should be able to donate blood. We have to screen the blood anyway. And people that say they're heterosexual, you have no idea if they expose themselves to HIV also. You don't know if they had multiple sex partners or if they had a tattoo that wasn't with a clean needle or if they're doing IV drugs. So, you know, we want people to answer the questionnaire, you know, to the best of their ability. But all the blood gets screened anyway. So I hope one day we can get have everybody able to that wants to donate blood because we badly need it. But for those of you who are going to be in Nevada, April 25th, we have about 14, 15 different blood drive locations throughout the state that you could go to donate blood. All right, so real quickly, so this little 17-year-old girl that's allergic to water, apparently she's one of 50 known people with this aquagenic urticaria, where since the age of 15 when she was diagnosed, she has become a vegetarian, so she reduces oils in her skin so she doesn't sweat as much. Mm-hmm. Who knew that would help? And she steers clear from swimming pools. Apparently there's a British woman who was diagnosed with this condition, and she only sips Diet Coke because drinking water causes her skin to break out. This is crazy. I guess there was, the first case was, I guess, reported back in the 1960s. There's only been 100 different cases. Many take allergy medicine like Allegra. A 19-year-old was diagnosed with that condition, so he was given Allegra. And sometimes hives can be triggered by a variety of things, water, sunlight, pressure, cold, etc. All right, so we'll keep you posted. It looks like we may be getting some breaking news on the Boston Marathon bomber trial. I'm going to see if we have, I know a verdict has been reached, we just don't have that. So as we get that, everybody's saying a verdict has been reached, but I guess now they got to read the verdict for Zakhar Tsarnaev. So as soon as we get that, we will let you know. Okay, now, animals and pets. I always get asked this. What can my pets not have? I drop medicines on the floor. A lot of times I leave the medicines on the floor. Remember I told you don't be leaving Tylenol on the floor? Well, here's a great article from Seattle Times. 10 human pills that can harm or kill your pets. All right? Not only do you have to be careful with Tylenol, but you also have to be careful of ibuprofen. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So ibuprofen sold as Advil or Motrin, okay, they cannot be digested by pets, okay? Ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers, and it can cause kidney failure. Veterinarians do write certain anti-inflammatories for pets, but they're much different than ibuprofen and Motrin type, so, or naproxen. So they're lighter, et cetera. So, you know, you may say, well, you know, my dog got something similar at the vet. Let me just crack him a piece of this. Don't do that. Tramadol, okay? Tramadol is a pain reliever. Now, sometimes we'll see tramadol given to the pet, okay? But tramadol causes sedation, wooziness, wobbliness, but it could also unfortunately cause seizures. So you need to be careful. You give tramadol to your dog, could cause vomiting, tremors, seizures. Only give them what the vet gives them. Alprazolam, also known as Xanax. Many people take Xanax, and your pet, if he starts acting sleepy, wobbly, sometimes the opposite effect could happen, and the pet starts getting very, very agitated. That could be from the Xanax. If he overeats it or overdoses or goes into your bottle, his blood pressure could drop, he could collapse, he could die. Adderall. Don't let your animals get into your bottle of Adderall. Adderall treats attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, okay? It has a bunch of different amphetamines, and it acts as a stimulant. Could raise the body temperature, cause hyperactivity, tremor, seizures, etc. Ambien, a sleeping pill. Okay, you know, maybe we haven't heard of a lot of people overdosing on Ambien, but your animals can. Cats especially could be wobbly and sleepy. Sometimes pets could be agitated, develop high heart rates. Many of you take Clonopin, an anti-anxiety, clonazepam. It's used for anti-anxiety. Sometimes we also use it for anti-seizures. okay? Many of you just use it for sleep. Animals that take this could also become too sleepy, too wobbly, lower their blood pressure, weakness, collapse, etc. All right, Tylenol, their livers cannot handle it. Cats are extremely sensitive to acetaminophen, and dogs can be too. Why? Because it could cause liver damage, okay? So, and in addition to causing liver damage, it could also affect their blood cells carrying oxygen. So they can actually become hypoxic from Tylenol or acetaminophen. Same thing with naproxen, just like ibuprofen, okay? Dogs and cats can be very sensitive and unfortunately more prone to getting stomach ulcers and kidney failure. Now, some of you are taking an antidepressant or anti-anxiety medication called Cymbalta. Cymbalta is really good for people with anxiety that also have certain pain issues. Well, if that's the case, Cymbalta does really, really nice for those people. Unfortunately, that could cause seizures, tremors, agitation in animals. And then Effexor. Effexor is an antidepressant. A lot of women use Effexor for hot flashes. It's not my favorite antidepressant out there because you start missing a dose, you feel it right away, and then my patients start to panic if they're out of town. But it works well, especially the low doses. Cats like eating the capsules because they're cute and small. They can unfortunately go through tremors, seizures, etc. So this is just some of the list. I mean, there's obviously more out there. So what do veterinarians, I guess the veterinary medical group, the AVMA, says keep human medications away from pets unless you are specifically instructed by a veterinarian to give the pet the medication. That's a duh. Do not leave the pills sitting on a counter or a place where a pet can get to them. Now, a lot of you guys are like, yeah, but they're closed. Okay, I got a dog, a big lab. If that dog wants to bite into that little orange pill container, his tooth could do it, okay? It doesn't matter if you got the kid's safety cap. The dog could bite right through the bottom, so be careful with that, okay? Do not leave pill bottles within the reach of pets, okay? Dogs and cats can chew through that pill bottle faster than you think. If you're taking medications out of the bottle, do not drop any of it. And if you do, you got to pick it up immediately because the pet will find that Tylenol that fell at the bottom of the kitchen counter. Always contact your vet if the pet ingested the medication. Never give your medication to your pet without first consulting a veterinarian. And always keep the number of your vet handy in case of an emergency. You know, this is a lot more common than you think, because if you thought medicine was getting more expensive for humans, you should see what, you know, the vet bills are becoming and the vet medication. So a lot of people are like, well, I'm not going to take my kid to the vet. They got an eye infection, I'll just use my eye drops. You know, and it's amazing how many Google searches are now happening where people are using their medication, they're typing it in saying for cats or dogs, and then they're trying to see what they could do. The problem is these medicines, I mean, we are talking, you know, hundredths of a difference in dosing. You can't replicate that. Don't try it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a verdict has been reached in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Jurors in the trial of the accused Boston Marathon bomber, Zakhar Tsarnaev, asked the judge two questions today looking for guidance on key decisions in the case. The jury asked whether a conspiracy can pertain to either a sequence of events or a single event. And I guess the judge said conspiracy is an agreement between two people to commit lawful acts. The scope of a conspiracy and the duration of the conspiracy are questions of fact for you to determine. This was U.S. District Court Judge, District Judge George O'Toole. Don't you hate that? When you ask a question, you really don't get the answer. All right? So, all right, you know, he gave the definition. Lawyers are good at that, you know? Judges, too. He gave the definition. That's what a conspiracy is. But in terms of how long the conspiracy was going on for, and if that matters, that's up to you guys. Second question was about the difference between aiding and abetting. The judge said aiding and abetting is a single concept, and that to aid and abet is to help someone intentionally commit a criminal offense. So the jury resumed deliberations, and then I guess they deliberated for about 7 hours yesterday, and Tsarnaev is 21 years old now, could face life in prison or the death penalty. All right. He was the younger brother of the other Tsarnaev brother who planted a bomb that exploded and disemboweled an 8-year-old boy, ripped the leg off his sister, killed a 23-year-old graduate student from China. Multiple other bloodied, injured victims. Mom lost her leg, et cetera. A variety of different injuries that happened with that. And Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the older brother, died in a shootout with police days after the terror attack. Younger brother got caught hiding in a boat in someone's backyard. And I guess started to speak until he was read his Miranda rights, and then he stopped speaking. And I understand that some Miranda rights are for, but now the trial has gone on. And from what I understand, the defense has been trying to say, well, you know, his brother pushed him into it. You know, that his brother was such a formidable force that he had to go along with it. And, you know, go easy on the little boy. You know, he was just a little boy. So I don't know if the jurors are going to buy that or not. From what we understand, a verdict has been reached. But when they do read a verdict, it takes a long time for it to, I guess, you know, get to us. So as we get any more information on that, we will tell you. All right. Also in the news, a South Carolina cop has been charged with murder for shooting a black man. I have the names here. Walter Scott. Now, okay, so this right now, demonstrators are at North Charleston City Hall in South Carolina protesting the shooting death of an African-American man by a police officer. There's a video showing Officer Michael Slager, who is white, shooting 50-year-old Walter Scott 8 times as Scott had his back to him and was running away. The video, you can't tell if Scott was armed or not. Slager, the cop, is charged with murder. We got some breaking news that he has been let go. The FBI is investigating and once again let go in terms of his job. And once again, now we have another police-involved shooting in the news. So there was apparently a possible stun gun being used. Slager had pulled Scott over on a Saturday morning for a broken taillight. The officer initially said that he used a taser stun gun on Scott, and then Scott tried to take his weapon. All right. Again, I haven't seen the full video. The only pieces we're seeing is him running away. So I have no idea, and I can't comment on that. But that's also a breaking news story, and we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this is interesting. They say wearing orange glasses will help you get better sleep. Okay? Various studies and expert opinions suggest that special filters, light bulbs, and orange-tinted eyewear can help block melatonin-disrupting blue light emitted by electronic devices like smartphones, tablets, computer screens, etc. Now, you know, melatonin, it's a hormone that is tied to sleep onset, and it gets triggered by certain things. Blue light has been shown to suppress its production. So they think maybe orange filters that filter out the blue spectrum could then help people sleep. The most recent research comes out of a Swiss study published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, in which 13 teen boys were outfitted in these glasses known as blue blockers, even though they're orange, because again, it's blocking the wavelength. During the evening, they wore those using while they were on LED screens. As a result, the boys experienced more sleepiness with the orange-tinted glasses than when they were sporting clear ones. A 2009 study of 20 adults came to similar conclusions, showing that subjects who wore these amber-tinted eyeglasses had better sleep. All right? Now, of course, if you use other sorts of filters or if you use, bulbs that emit less blue light, that could help. There's also apps that change devices' blue light emissions. You could use that. But, you know, the insomnia epidemic is just exploding from what I could see with my patients and even me. You know, I check my email before I go to bed. I check my Facebook before I go to bed. Well, I mean, you know, how long can that go on? Right? You know, you're supposed to, you know, start kind of winding things down a couple hours before you go to bed. Let melatonin set in. You know, maybe turn off all the TV. You know how we used to say don't watch TV before you go to bed? All right? Some people start watching TV in the dark. They think that maybe that helps a little bit. But I say shut the TV off completely. I try to do that. You know, like I was watching Vikings. I have Vikings taped. And Vikings is a great, great show, but it's pretty violent. Well, okay, how do you shut off Vikings and then go to bed? It doesn't happen. So what I've noticed I've had to do is actually have a like a comedy on before I go to bed, because I would rather go to sleep with a comedy in my head than something like Vikings. Even though Vikings, I think the brother Rolo was like really, really hot, so I wouldn't mind falling asleep with him, on my mind. That would not be bad at all. All right, 1-877-DOG-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this was very interesting. Okay. Apparently, there's an announcement, okay? The Islamic fatwa decrees that toilet paper, okay, is now permitted, okay? So, the Directorate of Religious Affairs says now using toilet paper is acceptable. This is the new Islamic fatwa in Turkey has decreed that Muslims are now able to use toilet paper, okay? The Directorate of Religious Affairs for Turkey said using this for hygiene is acceptable, but water was preferable. Apparently, Islamic teachings traditionally state that followers should use water to clean themselves after going to the toilet. The set of rules for how Muslims should relieve themselves, called the Qada al-Haya, was established in the back in the times before toilet paper or toilet seats were invented. Women and men are also told not to stand while relieving themselves, but to squat or sit. Oh, that's very interesting. The code also says you should not speak or read while on the toilet and should enter with their left foot and leave with their right, speaking a prayer. If water cannot be found for cleansing, other cleaning materials can be used. I had no idea. You know, I understand in the Bible there were definite recommendations for cleaning. So, like, after a woman had her period, there were certain things to be done for cleaning, etc., rituals, etc., but I did not know about that and going to the bathroom. Remember, toilet paper's only been around since the late 1800s. So, anyway, for those of you that welcome this news, that's great. Hand sanitizers are now allowed also. Okay, some of the rules have been relaxed on products that contain alcohol. All right, and you know what? I know people that just don't use underwear anyway, not for religious reasons. They just don't like to wipe. And can I please suggest to please do that? Okay, wipe. All right. Also, Muslims, they said, should clean themselves with the left hand and water. Stones are also permissible, to use a stone. We got lots of gravel in my backyard. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.